What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mario. How are you?
I'm excited to talk to you. I've been a huge wrestling fan for a long time, and now I get to vicariously live through my kids. Congrats on 50 plus years in the ring. You look great. What's the health and fitness routine like right now, Jerry?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm almost embarrassed to say. I think probably the thing that helps with my longevity is, and I may be the only wrestler that can say this, I've never in my life even tasted beer, wine, whiskey, any type of alcohol. Never drank, never did any drugs, never smoked. So I think that's kind of helped me. And other than that, I've never worked out a day in my life.
Wait.
Gym, never worked out, never lifted, nothing. I just I felt that wrestling on a daily basis through all those years kind of was enough of a workout for me. But so it's no big secret, but that's how I've lasted this long. But and been incredibly lucky too to not have any major injuries.
Wow, so I'm on the right path.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, that just adds to the legend. That's admirable, not ever having any alcohol or for that matter. Was that just you just don't like the taste or? Just decided that wasn't your deal?
I never tasted it, so I don't know what it tastes like. I guess what helped me was when I first started, they put me with this guy, a manager named Sam Bass. And I've been on our first road trip. I get in the car with him, and we're on the way to the town, and he's already drinking a beer, right?
Right.
And so he said, here, Jerry, have a beer. And I said, oh, no, I've never even tasted that, Sam. And he said, I said, well, what does it taste like? And he said, well, honestly, you probably won't like it at first, but it's an acquired taste. You'll get to where you like it. And I said, if I'm not going to like it at first, I'm not even going to try it.
And that's exactly what everyone says, too. You're not going to like it at first. Then what's the point?
Well, because eventually you do like it. That's the thing.
Well, I guess that could be with it. You eat enough. You eat roaches eventually. I guess you will like them eventually. That's so funny. I love that. Do you remember your very first match in your career?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of those things. I think anybody that's ever stepped in a ring will remember the very first match that they ever had. It was in West Memphis, Arkansas, which is a little town.
Wow.
On the other side of the Mississippi River from Memphis. And it was in an old movie theater that they had sort of abandoned. And the promoter had gone into this, rented this movie theater out, and he'd gone down and he'd taken out several rows of in front of the screen, and he'd set up a little ring there. And there were probably maybe 150, 200 people that would come to those matches. But I'll never forget one of the cool things about it. You know, they tried to make everything like the big time, and the ring light that they had over the ring was just this big, probably, I don't know, a galvanized wash tub hanging down with about four 200-watt light bulbs.
That's
inside.
Awesome.
You know, that was their version of a ring light. I could never get that image out of my head after that, especially the first time I went in Madison Square Garden and saw those ring lights hanging down. It reminded me back to my first match there in West Memphis.
Wow, that's impressive that you can remember to such detail. Let's talk about the show, because I was excited to hear about this, because now I really, really want to make a point in watching it. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures, your episode is Sunday. What are you on the hunt for?
Well, I'm on the hunt for a couple of things. I'm on the hunt for, number one, Andy Kaufman's neck brace. Mm. Now, everybody remembers, you know, our history with Andy Kaufman and his brief encounter with professional wrestling. Well, I wound up giving Andy a couple of pile drivers in his first match with a male competitor down in Memphis. And he wound up wearing a neck brace for about 6 months after I dropped him on his head a few times. So we're looking for that original neck brace that Andy wore. Well, he actually wore it on the David Letterman show when he and I were on Late Night with David Letterman. And I wound up slapping him out of his chair. But that was what we're looking for. Also, they were looking for my original debut, the gear that I wore on my first time in appearing in the WWE. And that was, that was like this blue robe and this blue crown that I wore. They just had the WWE King of the Ring tournament.
Yeah.
And Bret the Hitman Hart had won the tournament. And of course, they were crowning him, putting a, they had a throne sitting out there, and they were crowning him with a robe and a crown. And so I just showed up and I just told everybody, hey, there's only room for one king in the WWE. So I went up and I kind of spoiled his coronation. I smashed his crown and hit him over the head with the throne and that sort of thing. But I was wearing this blue, long blue king's robe and crown that night. So we're on the look for that, my debut outfit in the WWE.
That is awesome. Such a cool episode right there. Who was stranger to work with, Andy Kaufman or Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman?
Oh gosh, without a doubt, Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. He really didn't get it. I mean, I don't know really. I look back on that experience with Jim Carrey, and he was telling everybody that he was like channeling Andy Kaufman. I mean, he would show up every day on the set. A lot of people didn't realize this. He would show up every day on the set, already completely, already completely decked out as Andy. Everybody had to call him Andy. He would not even respond if you called him Jim. And now I'm talking about even the director, who was Milos Forman, who,
right,
you know, premier director in Hollywood, directed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He had to refer to him, Jim Carrey as Andy. And he was strange. And I honestly look back on it, and I think he really channeled part of Andy Kaufman while he was filming this movie. But then when the movie was over, that part of Andy never left. I mean,
you're
right about that.
There's a documentary that's like Man in the Moon or something that's about that. It's about him playing that role. And it's almost like that role broke him. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, you might be in the documentary.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, that documentary is called Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond.
There you go.
It's really worth a watch because he really, ever since that time, you know, before that, he was the pet detective and he was all of these really funny characters and everything. And after that movie, he was just a strange individual. He's never been right since, I don't think.
He did. He got a little eccentric. Last question, Jerry, they're trying to get me to do something in the ring. And for my kids, I think I want to do it and get in there as a storyline. Now, you know, I'm almost going to be 48. I'm in pretty good shape, though, and athletic. Any suggestions, any advice I need to know when I get in there? By the way, I grew up wrestling, too.
Okay. No kidding. I follow you on Twitter. I see all your posts and Facebook and everything.
So thank you.
I know you're in great shape, and you're doing all of these great videos and everything. So, yeah, I would say go for it. I mean, it's something that if it's been a bucket list or a lifelong dream or something like that to get in a ring and do something in there with the WWE superstars, I would definitely say go for it. And trust me, they love interaction with superstars like yourself. They would welcome you with open arms and treat you graciously and work out with you and get you. Did you just see the deal they did with Bad Bunny?
Yeah. Now I want to wrestle Bad Bunny. God. I want a body slam and suplex Bad Bunny.
May I suggest that Mario attempts to get you to drink a beer and then you fight him?
There you go.
There you we
go. Perfect storyline already.
Well, meanwhile, we're going to watch WWE's Most Wanted Treasures Sundays on A&E. Mr. Lawler, thank you so much for your time and checking in.
Gosh, my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Take care. On with Mario Lopez.